Mike Cody on rescue. ETA is going to be 15 to 20 minutes for Sheriff 1. Do you want me to go ahead and start a couple of SERV members down with some O2? Copy, I'll let them know. They're on standby just in case. Copy.
783 KD7 SNZ. Rescue 783 KD7 SNZ on Lemon Repeater. KD7 SNZ departing 106.
Copy, O2 is 9394. Sheriff 1, Cody on rescue.
I sent a text to Steve. I haven't heard him come up on one yet either.
10-4. We're seeing some lights. We just didn't know who it is. It's not the air ambulance. We don't think either, but nobody's came up. Mike, Cody on rescue. You have a team of three with two bottles of O2 heading down to you. Just to give you a heads up.
And I see Sheriff 1, rescue.
Sheriff 1, go ahead.
Okay, we're inbound. We're 15 and a half miles out, 7-minute ETA. Can you give me wind conditions and what's the elevation on patient?
Elevation is going to be 4,900. I'll get you wind conditions here.
Copy, 4900, thank you. And also patient weight.
Wind speed, we're looking at about 15 miles an hour. Mike Cody on rescue, do you have an approximate weight of the patient? Sheriff 1, copy.
I did not copy, really.
We're looking at about 200 pounds.
Over 200 pounds, thank you. And I see Sheriff 1, what direction are those winds coming from? I see Sheriff 1, what direction are the winds coming from?
Stand by.
Thank you. Yeah, just acknowledge so I know that we're not having a radio problem.
10-4, we're just trying to get the LZ cleared out for you.
Okay.
Sheriff 1, 572 on rescue, or Cody on rescue.
Go ahead for Sheriff 1.
Your wind's going to be coming from the south.
Copy, winds from the south at 15 miles an hour. Thank you. And any change on patient status?
Last check-in was a couple, probably 5-10 minutes ago. His O2 stat is a little bit higher, 93-94. His vital signs appear to all be stable.
Okay, no significant change with patient. We are 5.2 out. See you in a little bit.
Got it.
And if the ticket LZ is clear, if you haven't done so, go ahead and go high profile for us at the LZ. And we know Mike will be just down in the canyon below you guys, correct? And Sheriff 1, rescue, we have LZ and scene. We're approaching from the southeast. We're going to do a couple of orbits to take a look at your location and scene. And LZ is clear, correct? Not yet, Mike. We're coming around scene. We're going to start looking into the canyon here in just a second. We got you, Mike. Okay, you're clear. Okay, Mike, sounds good. We're just losing some elevation here. We're going to make a turnaround in the canyon, try to get the winds right. Okay, we're getting 20 mile an hour up here. Copy, 5 to 7 down lower. Copy. And from the south, you're thinking, or east? Copy, winds are up canyon. Copy. Hey guys, let's hold traffic on rescue so that Pat Mike can
take. All right.
Yeah, Mike, ready?
I see Sheriff 1, go ahead with the traffic.
No, but not. And they'll go ahead and do the disconnect.
Yeah, we're going to send you to here. So Mike is ready for us. Lights over at the LZ. four power flares set up for, and we're going to land in the center of those, correct? Good copy, thanks. Go ahead. Yeah, we will land right in the center of the power flares. We assume that we're going to transition patient from our ship to a ground ship, and he's going to drive up the windy point, is that correct?
And what would you guys rather have? Would you rather lift it off and have them just cover it off, or?
Yeah, we'll wait until they can get the patient over into the ambulance. And I see Sheriff One just confirming Lifeline is going to Windy Point. They were a little confused on their assignment.
Yeah, or they're going to be doing that.
They are.
Sheriff 1120, there's a deputy up at JLID Vista now, 687's up there.
Sure. Go ahead.
Just so you guys are aware, LifeNet should be in the air for some time, just to give you a heads up. And what I'm being told here is they're more than likely, or should be communicating with you and Pat as they get closer.
We have them in sight. We've been communicating with them. They know they're going to geology. We know that. And we'll be bringing a patient to you after Mike gets a package. Looks like Sarah members are going on scene or Mike.
Copy. Sarah members on scene.
Copy. You're ready in 3 minutes. Sheriff, when we copy, you're ready. I think Cody was calling you. Like, confirming you are going to tagline, correct? Okay, sounds good. I'll try to bring it up at a slower rate so you keep up. It's a little tight for us, so we're going to try to get him in there, get him out and go. You need us to come back to you. Copy, patient only. Now we're moving in. Copy, no hypertension. Did you have a helmet? Did you say or not? Good copy. Got four sets of lights. Who am I going to? Give me a wave. Okay, got you, Mike. Thank you. And Mike, Sheriff 1, confirming you're good to hike out. Okay, sounds good. Good job. We're going to clear. Okay, good copy. And I see Sheriff 1. We're going to return to base. That's good.
I see copies. Thanks, you guys. Just have a good night.
Sure.
For information, people working the call, we're going to open up the downhill side. We're going to open up downhill traffic. We'll hold uphill traffic until they're done at GLG Vista.
KG0AYD, KG7EBE, Lemon Simplex.
How are you guys
doing?
Need anything?
Will do. Dale, Dowdy, on rescue.
Eric. Eric, Lindsay, on the bus.
Bus gets you there, Wendy. Guided. We're just wondering if we're on the trail, but it's really steep, so we thought maybe a 150 would help coming up, but if you guys don't, still good doing that, and we'll keep bushwhacking up. We're on the trail, though. Keep it early.
Anyone available to do cancel page? Please, early VC. Oh, we're all done out here. If anyone do a cancel page, would be appreciated. Please, early VC.
I got it, Andy. WDAKRB. Any details I need?
Patient was flown up to the roadway by Sheriff 1, transferred to Mount Lemmon ambulance up to JLID Vista, and was flown by Bedford out.
Okay, I'll get the pages from EDA KRB.
Thanks, Dave. Keys are leaving.
Hey,
from Sarah, we may work on the call to attend on rescue.
I'm here, Steve.
Is this Mike?
Yeah, just leaving right now.
Okay, did you get my text?
No, there's no text up here. Okay, so Pat was saying Sheriff 1 will be down because equipment. I told him that you have it, so if a call comes in, obviously you need to just meet Pat and should be good to go.
Copy that. I'm on Sheriff 1 tomorrow, so send him a text letting him know that if there's a call, I'll head in with the equipment.
Yep, I told him that, and we knew you were covering today. I guess you were just in the area while you didn't go. So I just told him, I said, if that occurs again, you'll have to go to 127.
I'll definitely come to you tomorrow, but anyway, we'll talk about that.
That pretty broken on the last part. Is the victim's name in the call? I'm trying to get the MDC up. Deputy called me, thought maybe it was a family member, and I'm not finding a name. Can you text me a name, or?
I don't have any info from him at all. Cody will have that, so he'll have to get it when he gets down.
Yeah, Steve, it's Don Hill, and I'll get you some further 43 once I get further down.
Hotel India Lima Lima for a lap, is that what you said?
10-4, and this was from one of the friends that was with the guy. So as far as his date of birth, all that good stuff, I didn't get that before I left, so I'm going to have to get that from fire right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, John, this is Dale on Simplex. Is this your cone over here on a car?
On my way back.